Dalit Shvat. This week in Mitzvah Shem will be the Yortzeit of Moshe Leib Sasever. It's supposed to be Yagin Olenu. There's a Talmud of Reb Shmelka, the Rebbe Reb Shmelka. And he was known to be a tremendous Oyev Yisrael, which we're going to see. And his mitzvah, anybody know the mitzvah of Moshe Leib Sasever? Pidyon Shvuya. That was his mitzvah. Maybe Tzadik has a mitzvah. He comes to the world to be Isaac in. And his mitzvah was the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuya. Chesed. One of his great Talmidim of the Ateris Tzvi, the Zitachoyver. The Vichayim from Tzanz. Tzanzarov. He said that he remembers the Tzura Kedosha, the Heilige face of Moshe Leib Sasever. And how was that? The Vichayim lived many, many years after Moshe Leib. He said that when he was a young child, there was a sreifa, there was a fire in town. And at the time he was living in Tarnograd. And because the whole city was being burned to the ground, many families had to flee to the nearby city, which was Sasev. And when he came to Sasev, he said, I remember my mother was holding me in her hand. And in one hand, I was holding a bottle. And in the left hand, no, he saw Moshe Sasever. In the one hand, he was holding a pitcher of water. And on the other hand, he had a pitcher of chalav, of milk, to be mechayeh, the people who were fleeing. And the Tzanzarev said, at the time I was in my mother's arms, I remember it, I was less than 1 year old. Imagine memories from that young. But the tzura of Moshe Leib was so givaldic, such a holy tzura. He says it was chokok in my mind. I never forgot the face of Moshe Leib Sasever. The Talmidim used to say that there was never anybody who greeted a Moshe Leib Sasever before he greeted them. Like the Gemara says about Yochanan ben Zakkai, lehikdim adam, shalom mikol adam. Nobody was able to say shalom to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai before he said shalom to them. So there were some misnagdim, not like today's misnagdim. In those days, they're much tougher. You're going to hear in a little bit later. That they wanted to see if that was taka true. So Ramesh Ali was walking down the street and decided they were going to walk behind him and like pounce on him and to wish him a shalom aleichem before he could. But as soon as they were behind him, he turned around and he said, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem. So the Munkach Rebbe, the Minchas Elazar, told over this story. And he said, it wasn't because, Lani Astaiti said, it wasn't because of his Ruach HaKodesh. He says, a tzaddik is able to be mezachech himself so much to purify his body. He says that he has a chush for mitzvahs. And he had such a chush for this inyan of being Matim Shalom HaKol Adam, that he's able to just to be margish because of his holy... his holy zichuch of his guf, that there was a shalom which had to be said. So as soon as he was markish that there was somebody in his dal and amos, right away, shalom aleichem, shalom aleichem. Another time, the misnagdim tried to trip him up, but the oydim had said about Moshe Leib Sasever that there was never a tikkun chatzais that he ever missed. He was always up at chatzais laila to say the tikkun chatzais. So they wanted to pull one on him, so there was a chasana of a talmud of his, and he showed up, and they gave him like some really hard stuff to drink. And he drank it, and he felt like the kavod simcha, you know, would machai himself a little bit. So he drank, and he drank, and he was out from drinking. And they were looking at the clock. It was right before chatzais, and they were all happy about it. Mamash right before chatzais, he wakes up, and he moves, goes into the corner, and he starts to do tikkun chatzais. Like mamash, it was like a radar which he had. Like as soon as chatzais would come. Like David HaMelech. Chatzos Lailo Akam. It wasn't David HaMelech, he woke up. He was woken up, the Gemara says. Moshe Leib Sasever, he had, when Tikkun Chatzos was coming down to the world, so he was able to be Magishad. He was Shikus Shaloi. He was up and he was saying Tikkun Chatzos. Moshe Leib of the Rebbe Shmelka. Chatzos is later, yeah. Chatzos is later, yeah. Yeah. The Rav Shitzer, he wanted very much to meet and to see the Moshe Leib Sasever. He was younger. He wanted to come see him. So he dressed himself up as a guy with the Rav Shitzer, so that the Rosh Lev wouldn't, you know, see him, notice him, whatever, just to kind of like be in the background.
Put on a Yankees hat.
Whatever it was back then, yeah. So he came in the middle of the night to see his avoda in the night. So Ramesh Leib, he sees him, and he says, oh, perfect, come with me. He says, perfect, come with me. So Ramesh Leib also, he puts on a lavush like a guy, and he takes this guy from the Rosh with him, and he goes knocking, he goes to the forest, and he chops wood, and he takes it, and he goes from house to house to all the amanas, to make sure that they have firewood, that they're hot, and they have food to eat, and so on and so forth. So he was anyways in the business of dressing up as a guy. So he couldn't fool Mishnah Sasper. So he saw, he dressed up like a guy. Oh, come. I'm doing that also. So the two of them went around like guy, but he was able to call his bluff. And they went from house to house, being Mephanas Amonis in the middle of the night. So nobody would know whether Rav was the one who was providing for them. He had the Madrigas of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, that the Gemara mentions above in Metzia, that Rabbi Elazar was a big Bal Yisurin, and he was able to be Tovei Yisurin. He called the Yisurin, and he would tell them to go away whenever he wanted. He would be Tovei Yisurin when he wasn't learning and davening, but when it was time for them to learn and daven, he would say, Yisurin Ahuvim. Yeah, time for you to go, and leave me alone, and you'll come back later. And that was the Madrigas of Rabbi Moshe Leib Sasser. He mamash had the same Madrigas, that he was able to call upon himself the Yisurin. He was kabbal upon himself, the Yisurin of Al Klai, so he suffered tremendously. He was a gevaldik Bal Yisurin. But he would tell the Yisurin to go away, b'shas, turn to him. One time his son was so tzavrachin about this, and he said, Tati, he said, stop. He was able to discern. He tried as much as he could to hide it, but he discerned it. And he, when he found out, his son found out, he told him, please don't tell anybody of this avoda which he has. And when somebody once asked him why he does that, somebody else who knew, so he said, why is it that you're makabal upon yourself all of the Yisurin of Klai Yisrael? He said, what do you mean they're Yisurin? These are my Yisurin. These are my Yisurin. It's very deep what that means. These are my Yisurin. These are not his Yisurin. These are my Yisurin. I forgot to mention that when the Rav Shitzer came with him on this little escapade from house to house, so he heard that Ramesh Shleib said this. When he was in the middle of the Avodah, when he finished the Avodah, of giving, he said, "Ad kan tikun Rachel, mekan va'elach tikun Leah." He considered that for himself to be his tikun chatzais, the fact that he was being mefarnes the amanas. Ad kan tikun Rachel. Now we just finished tikun Rachel. Now you have to go through tikun Leah.
What's
the tikun chatzais? Is divided into two parts. One is called tikun Rachel, and the second part is called tikun Leah. The Yehuda Lajikovitz told over this story. He said, the once Ramesh Leib Sasser, he worked what he calls here biyagia atzuma v'avoyda gedoyla, to be masik, to be able to get some flour for Pesach, for the Seder. He had to travel and to work very hard for it, and on his way back with this flour, it was getting late, and he stopped off at an inn, and there he heard that there were some children crying, and when he did his investigations, he found out that they were all very hungry. So he took this kemach, he took this flour which he had, which was going to be for his matzos in a couple months from now, and he baked mezainis for the family, and he gave them to eat. And Rabbi Lida say this is what's called Avodas Hashem. He says, because the same Nachas Ruach that the Kodesh Baruch Hu would have from my matzahs, he's going to have the same Nachas Ruach from feeding these starving children. So what does he need? My Nachas Ruach, or he needs their Nachas Ruach? He says, this is Avodas Hashem. He wouldn't make Kiddush on Friday night until he walked throughout the Beis Medrash from place to place, looking at every single person who came to Shul. And until he found in himself that he was the lowest of the low of all these people who were there, he wouldn't make Kiddush. So one time there was a Yid who walked in. It was Mamish, a Rasha. And he was struggling to find an Akuda Toiva in this Yid, that he could say about himself that he was lesser than him. So he was working very hard, and time was going by until he came up with this, and he said, if he came to Shul, he's better than me. If all of the things which he has going on, and all the tzaris and the yisurim, which he has to be like this, but he still comes to Shul, he says, for that, he's in a higher darga than me, and he was able to go into Mekiddush. He once came to be a Mavakir Chayla, whose time was very near. And he was Machazik him, and he said, Mr. Hashem, you're going to have Yeshua. But the Chayla was still very disheartened, and he didn't believe that he would have Yeshua. And when Rabbi Shalev Sasever saw that he wasn't believing and he was still very Tzavrachin, so he said, I swear to you, you're going to have Yeshua. And he was calm, he heard the Shua. The tzaddik took a shua, he'd have a refua, so he was calm. Lamaisa, a few days later, he passed away. The talk of the town was, Mershlev Sasva took a shua. He took an oath that he was going to have a refua, and he didn't have a refua. So he said like this. He said, I thought to myself, the seed is mamash broken. What could I do to be mechaya? I see the only thing which I could do mechaya is to take a shua. But I see that he's not going to make it. So how can I allow myself to make a shua? So I said, the Gemara says that in order to make... To make shalom. In order to save a yid, bikuach nefesh, on Shabbos, even if it's just chayisha, you could be mechal Shabbos with bikuach nefesh. Even it's chayisha, just for a little bit for him to live, you could be mechal Shabbos. If you could be mechal Shabbos for chayisha, you could certainly take a shua shav for chayisha. That was my heter at the time. He took a shua shav, and he says the gehenna which Moshe Leib is going to get is nothing in comparison to the chiyas I gave this yid. This is Mamash Lashitasa. He was willing to suffer for Gans Klai. So I mean, this one time, he saw that there was a mishpacha that they couldn't pay their dues to the pirates, and this was a very, very terrible one. And he took the parents and the children and he tied them to the wagon and he started to drag them through the streets. Mishalim saw this. He came running, and. And when the pirate saw the tzura, the gevaldik face of Moshe Leib, he stopped the chvaydei, stopped the wagon. And quickly Moshe Leib jumped onto the wagon and he started kissing the pirate's son. He started to kiss his children. He said, kiss this one and he kissed this one. And he says, pirates, whatever his name was, he says, you have such beautiful children. You want them to be watching such a despicable maisa like this? You want your children to see this? He said, you're right. You're right. So he got the pirates to stop the whole thing. And he saved them. So he says, it was Erev Shabbos, and he showed up on Friday night to daven, and he couldn't start davening. And time was coming, and he couldn't start the chadoidi. So he says, how can lips like this, which kissed those gayim, so he said, how can lips like this, which kissed those gayim, say l'chadoidi? So couldn't find a way for him to say l'chadoidi.
Get a little Listerine.
So he said, until he realized that in Lechadaydi, one of the things which he say the psukim is, "Boyu v'nishtachave v'nechra lifnei Hashem Aseinu." Let us go and let us bow down. Many lashonis are bowing down, prostrating ourselves before Hashem created us. And he remembered. That's the pasuk in Perek Shu, which the caliph says, which the dog says. That's the shear of the caliph. He says, if the caliph, who is the Azaz Panim, who's very, you know, and he puts his mouth in all types of places, he's able to sing Shira Tekadosh Baruch Hu, I can also sing Shira Tekadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, he said, it's l'chadai. He said, l'chun aradim. He once came to an inn, and there was a yid who didn't know very much about Yiddishkeit, and he was giving out mashkes to all the goyim, and it was running late, and even into Shabbos. So Moshe Leib persuaded him to stop before Shabbos. When the adon of the town, the mayor, whatever it was, saw that it was hurting business because the inn and the bar was closing early, so he came with tainas. He says, "What's going on?" He says, "Well, there's a yid, Rabbi Moshe Leib. He taught me about Shabbos, and I'm closing shop early." He says, "Shabbos? What's that?" And he got all upset. He says, "What, you think that he really keeps the Sabbath?" He says, "I can make sure that, I'll show you that he doesn't keep the Sabbath." He says, "Okay. And if he doesn't keep the Sabbath, then I'm throwing you into jail." Fine. He says, "I guarantee you, the rabbi is not b'chal Shabbos." It's okay. So what did he do? So this pirate, this Adon, he went ahead in the streets where he saw Moshe Leib was coming, so he took a lot of money, and he put these coins, very expensive coins, along the road. So when he saw Moshe Leib was coming, he thought for sure that he was going to get him, he was going to pick up the coin, he was going to pounce on him. And so he came, Moshe Leib was walking down, and Moshe Leib stops by the coin, he bends down, looks at it, and he gets up. Walks a little bit more, sees another coin, bends down, looks at the coin, picks up, and this keeps happening. And each time that he's bending down, he thinks he's finally going to get it. I think he's going to break each and every time. So finally, at the end, he doesn't pick up any coins, and he goes away. So he says afterwards, he turns to the Rebbe and he says, "No, what were you thinking? Each time that you were stopping, looking." He says, "You know that I'm involved in pidyon shvuyim, and I need a lot of money for the ransoms to free Yidden. So each time I thought to myself, maybe I have a heter to pick up the money because I need it for the mitzvah pidyon shvuyim. But each time I thought to myself, right now I don't have a pidyon shvuyim to be involved in, so I'm going to let it go. But I had that shayla kept coming to me each time. I thought maybe min hashamayim, like this pidyon shvuyim. They were throwing money at me, but right now I don't have. That's what I was going through my mind. So the Paritz is very impressed with that." And he says, "You see," he said to the Paris, "you see, there's a bari gadol. Had I picked up the money, the yid would have been in the jail. But I had the siyata d'shmaya to know that it wasn't the time to pick it up. I had my cheshbonos, but there was no way he was going to be mechal l'shem." There was a woman who was in very difficult child labor, and there was a city nearby. They sent a shliach to Sasov, this man to Sasov, in order to find the Rav, Rav Moshe Leib, and to have him be mespalah for this woman in labor. So he shows up, and it's very late at night, and he sees that there's a light in the house, which is on late at night, and he knocks, and of course it's the Rav's house. He doesn't tell him he's the Rav. He invites him in. He says, "What can I do for you?" He says, "There's a woman, I'm looking for the Rav." He says, "You just make yourself comfortable. You can't go to the Rav's house now, 2 o'clock in the morning." So he says, "Let me give you something to eat and to drink," and put him to bed. "And what's going on?" He says, "There's a woman that she's in childbirth and it's very difficult." And he says, So what's the name? So he gives him the name. He says, "Okay, you go to sleep. So he wakes up late in the morning. He says, "Don't worry, I spoke to the Rav and everything is good. Your mazel tov, they're ready, there's a baby." He says, "Oh, Baruch Hashem." So he goes home and he never knows that it's a Maisha life. He says, "I spoke to the Rav and Maisha, everything's taken care of. While you were sleeping, she had a baby mazel tov," and he sent them home. I think Bitsina, Chesed. He said that he was Taveya Yisurin on himself. And one of the things that Rav Moshe Leib was a moyel. He was a very famous moyel. He did thousands and thousands of milas. So he said he was Makabal upon himself Yisurin, but he asked the Rebbeinu Shalom that his three fingers, which he needs for milah, shouldn't have Yisurin. So his whole body was covered with all types of boils and all types of terrible things, Makabal Yisur Yisrael. But the fingers which he needed in order to bismila, they didn't have any movement on them. It was completely pure and clean. In fact, I'll tell that story a little bit later. Somebody once came to him, and he said he was complaining about his tzaras and the yisurim and all the things that he has going on in his life. So Rav Moshe Leib, nobody had more yisurim than him. He says, "I also have a little yisurim, but when I wake up in the morning and I say Shaloya Sani Goy, all my yisurim go away. The simcha of that makes all my yisurim go away." Somebody once showed up, and he was asking for money, and he was a big Rasha, a known Rasha. And anyways, he gave him money. Somebody said, "Moshe Leib, how could you do that?" He says, "Look, I'm the biggest Rasha I know, and the Eibishtel still gives me. So if somebody comes to me, how can I not give them?" Those are very big madrigas. The Orech Lachaim from Zlatchev was also a very big tzaddik at the time. So in the city of Zlatchev, there was a butcher who was causing him lots of tzaris. Many, many tzaris. And at some point, this butcher moved to the city abroad, and he had some relief. So Rav Moshe Leib was passing through that city, and he was mechabed very much this butcher, showed him a lot of love, and he wasn't known to be the best guy, and he asked him about advice in his life and should he stay in Brod or go back to Zlatchev. So he says, "I think you should go back to Zlatchev. So Baruch L'Chaim said, he says, "You know what the surim this man caused me from living in that town? He's sending him back for me." So Rav Moshe Leib said to him, he says, "By me, there's not a single Jew extra." That's all he said. "There's not a single Jew which is extra." So time passed. And in that city of Zlatchev, it was the night of Yom Kippur. There were these soldiers which came in and they tried to make a disruption. But the people, they were very upset about that. How could you dare come on Friday and the night of Yom Kippur? And so they beat some of the soldiers and killed some of them. And there was an uproar in the town. The Jews killed the soldiers. And there was going to be a gzeira that after the investigation, that all the people who were involved in killing the soldiers were going to be put to death. This butcher came in Kabbalah upon himself. He came to the mshalah, to the rulership, and he said, I was the one who did it. Everybody else is free. And they put him to death, and he was matzled in the lives of many, many people. So he said, that's what the sacrifice is. By me, there's not a Jew who's extra. Not a single Jew is extra. And that's why he sent them back there, because he saw already have a mysterious nefesh he was going to have to save the people of the town. They're very beautiful mices. That's getting late. Once, he and the Kedusha Slavi, they had a secret mission to do. They went to a forest, and they took somebody else with. And he took his mila and a little bit of wine. And there was a woman in the middle of the forest that she had this baby. And she went out to the forest to cut some tua, some grains. And basically, they took the child. They did a meal on him, on this child. And basically, with the woman's consent, they took the baby to some type of a foster home. And they told the people there, they wrote a piska saying, this baby is a Ger Tzedek. When he gets of age, he should be dunked in the mikveh, and he should be told that he's a Jew. Time passed, and this child grew up, and it became a Talmud Chacham. And people were invited to the chasana, and the Sasavir Rebbe came also. And at the chasana, the Sasavir Rebbe told him who he was and everything about this child and in his life and everything which had happened. He didn't tell him until then. He didn't know until then. Must have been, obviously, a very big neshama. And at the chasana, the Sasavir Rebbe was dancing, and he was very libidic. And he the music was gevaldic, and he said that halavai, I wish that at my levaya that we should be playing songs like this at my levaya. That's what he said. A very unusual thing to say at a chasana.
These musicians will play.
The musicians should play. Yeah. So years had passed, and it was Dalet Shvat, and they were on their way to go on the road to perform at a chasana. But then it became very cloudy and rainy. They had to come into an inn, and they didn't know whether they were able to go to the chasana. So they were drinking, and they made themselves comfortable. And so the innkeeper said, he says, how could you be drinking in like this on a day like this? Don't you know that the Tzas of Rebbe passed away in town? So when they heard that, they remembered what the Tzas of Rebbe had said about them, that halavai, that these menagim should play songs like this in my levaya. So they went outside and they saw the procession and they played these nigunim of the Sas of Rebbe, which he had said many years earlier, halavai, that we should have nigunim like this in my levaya.
The other nesira is that there was a chasana that crossed paths with the funeral.
Uh-huh.
And so people, like, they played the chasana with the funeral, the uh-huh. procession passed by the end.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah. Before he passed away, so he was lying on his deathbed, and he was facing towards the wall. He wasn't facing towards the wall. So before he passed away, these were maybe even his last words. He screamed in a very loud voice, he said, "Moshe Leib," he says, "What are you afraid that they're going to say that if the nifter's face, the Gemara says in Ksuvos that if the nifter's face is facing towards the wall when he passed away, it's not a good siman." So he said when he wasn't facing the wall, he says, "What do you want? The people are going to say that because he was a tzaddik because his face wasn't facing the wall? They want you to say that about you?" So he turned towards the wall and he passed away. So once. The Darkei Tshuva, he once said that once the Rimanover was hosting some people in his home, and he says, "Let me tell you what's going on in Shemayim right now." He said, "Today was Nistalik, the great Tzaddik of Moshe Leib Sasavir." And when he came up to the Shemayim, and they wanted to bring him into the Gan Eden. So he told the Beis Din, and they said, no. He says, my whole life I was Oisek Pidyon Shvuyim. I saved Jews from prisons and cellars. We didn't even talk really about those Meisen. There's many Meisen, which you have about Moshe Lipsasever and his Inyanim with Pidyon Shvuyim. He says, I'm not going into the Gan Eden until all the Rishayim come out of the Gehenna. Just like in my lifetime I took Yidden out of cellars, I'm not going to the Gan Eden until all the Yidden who are in Gehenna are out of the Gehenna. So the Beis Din said, I don't know. I don't know about that. You're going to have to take this up with the Ribbono Shel'olam himself. So he says, okay, comes with the Ribbono Shel'olam. Ribbono Shel'olam said, he has a good taina. He has a good taina. All of the Rishayim out of the Gehenna. And so this is what I see right now, said the Riman Avra. This is what I see right now in the Shemai. He said that the Sasava Rebbe is cleaning out the Gehenim like a person cleaning a room with a broom. That's what he said. Cleaning the room with a broom is cleaning out the Gehenim for the Rishon. Mosh Lipsas. Sussi Yogalina Valkoy Salome.
Amen.